Hey, beautiful humans. Today's episode sounds like bliss because I am going to offer you some of my poetry. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. This is a poem I wrote. It's simply called Happy Enough, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy being taken along for the ride. All this space around me, so buoyantly inhabited by my mind and all of its possibilities of the future that lay out in front of me. In my own company, I found solace and freedom and ecstasy once I unbolted those chains that I, my very self, restrained around me. My world became quiet, but it was humming. My heart, it was healing, but it was thrumming to the tune of me, brand new. Me, a playground of myself I had never met before. And there was no one around, but my cells danced, delighted by the company of their sweet selves and no one else. Loneliness was my liberation. The silence around me was my invitation. And I was happy enough. Happy enough just with me, the relief of just having me. And then there you were, moving in on all that space around me, the space I was making a home out of, thank you very much, the space that had become a place of happy enough. You sent electric shocks throughout my body, and well, you see, that just wasn't part of the plan. And that first time I took a real good look at your hands, do you remember that? You must. We were at the airport and I grabbed at them. Gazing down and with wonder, I said, my God, look at these. And suddenly it wasn't space that I wanted. It was your touch. I got greedy for it, unafraid if it seemed as though I were being too much. You came through like a freight train. You blew up my life. It's just that you did it with attention and kindness and those goddamn hungry eyes. So this space now that once nourished me, that fed me and warmed my heart, is painted empty by your absence, my desire for you, tearing this place apart. Bear with me as I gasp at the air up here. This is an altitude of happy sad that I'm simply not used to. I've got this. I'm a big girl. Just watch me. And who run the world? These are all mantras of my past, disintegrating under the anticipation of your presence penetrating me at last. The space around me has changed now. It's all turned sour as I allow these rigid memories in my muscles to soften and spill out into new realities, that my space is just so much more magnificent with your face within it. Thank you so much for listening and receiving. That's it today. Short and sweet and straight to the heart of it all. Friends, thank you for being here today and tuning in. I appreciate your presence so much, like really so much. If you found value in today's podcast, go on, subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your socials. Instagram is my fave digital playground. You can find me and tag me there at @Tara_Bliss. Your generosity is appreciated in advance for leaving a review on iTunes. This helps me get these sounds into even more eardrums, and for that, I'm so grateful. For show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au and subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye now.